He is called the boss of bosses of the Sicilian Mafia, 73-year-old Bernardo Provenzano. He comes from the Sicilian town of Corleone, the hometown of the fictional Godfather. For 43 years, he has been sought by police, having been sentenced in absentia to life in prison, and for 43 years he has evaded them. Until now, he was found in a farmhouse near his hometown and arrested. Leoluca Orlando is the former mayor of Palermo and a newly elected member of the Italian National Parliament. Mr. Orlando, how important is the news that police have found Mr. Provenzano?
The arrest of Bernardo Provenzano, the boss of the bosses of the Sicilian Mafia, is so important because Provenzano was something like the bridge between the old traditional Sicilian Mafia and the new Sicilian Mafia. He was trying to control all the economic activities in Sicily, being connected with the politicians, being connected with the businessmen, being connected with the normal citizens. And today is a really important day for our country, not only for our island.
And you assume that he was exerting great influence over things, even as he was a fugitive all of these years?
He was fugitive, but he could be fugitive because he played a very important role. Without the support of persons inside institutions, without the support of persons involved in business, he could not remain free as he remained free. So the arrest of Bernardo Provenzano is a really important moment. But please don't say that after the arrest of Bernardo Provenzano, we won. We cannot say that we defeated the mafia, because you can be sure that just today, a few hours after the arrest of Provenzano, the mafia bosses will try to have another boss of the bosses.
Now, what you're saying, and this is certainly, it's commonsensical, that for somebody to remain at large and influential for over four decades assumes that there are other people who are assisting him in doing that. Lots of other people, I should think.
He was assisted by many, many persons. In the last years, the police arrested many, many of friends of him, many, many persons just supporting him, just giving him the guarantee to remain free. And the circle was closed around him, and finally he was arrested.
Now, I've read that the way in which he was identified, for sure, was by DNA, because the Italian authorities had a sample of his DNA, because a few years ago he was treated by a French doctor in Marseille for prostate problems.
Yes, he had prostate problems, but he thought that the best was not to be to go to a private clinic in Sicily, and he went to France, and it was the beginning of the end.
Here's a man who, as we saw in the case of his going to France for a treatment of his prostate problem, could travel elsewhere, and yet he's arrested 30 miles from Palermo, in his hometown, in Corleone. Are you surprised by that, that he lived so brazenly where he came from?
You have to imagine that a mafia boss needs to stay at home, because when the mafia boss doesn't live at home, is the former mafia boss. So if you want to know if a mafia boss is still the number one or not, you need to consider that when he is still the number one, he remains at home.
Well, Signor Orlando, thank you very much for talking with us, and congratulations on your election to Parliament this week.
Thank you very much. Indeed, many congratulations to Italians, to Italian police, being able to arrest a criminal like Bernardo Provenzano.
Thank you, sir. That's Leoluca Orlando, who is former mayor of Palermo in Sicily and a newly elected member of the Italian National Parliament, talking about the arrest of the boss of bosses of the Sicilian Mafia, Bernardo Provenzano.